Radio Gdańsk English News.
Read by Martin Karen. The headlines this Tuesday: Polish government denies eavesdropping on opposition. Poland's outgoing PM named as his party's choice to form new government. And Polish police help seize 1.2 billion euros worth of drugs. Good afternoon. Poland's interior minister has refuted allegations that the government ordered opposition parties to be monitored during the lead-up to the recent parliamentary elections and pledged to bring any such claims to the attention of prosecutors. Mariusz Kamiński made the statement via social media on Monday. Under Poland's criminal code, making false statements about another individual, a group, an institution, a legal entity or an organizational unit, which could undermine the essential trust in them, is punishable by a fine or a prison term of up to a year. The Interior Minister's statement came in response to allegations made by the CBA's ex-chief on Saturday. Poland's ruling Conservatives have formally proposed the departing Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki as their nominee to head the new government following recent parliamentary elections, according to a cabinet official. The Minister for State Assets made the announcement in an interview on Monday. He added, "So far, it has been the custom in Poland that the party with the most seats, even if they don't constitute a majority, gets to try and form a government. However, in the event that the opposition forms the government, the minister said his party would focus on holding the new government to account. The Polish president is expected to hold meetings with all political party leaders on Tuesday and Wednesday to discuss government formation after the parliamentary elections. Polish officers have played a crucial role in a two-year international operation that led to the discovery of over 12 tons of illegal drugs with an estimated value of 1.2 billion euros and the shutdown of two drug laboratories. Law enforcement officials from Poland, Italy, Spain, Lithuania, Colombia, the Netherlands and Sweden collaborated in the project alongside representatives from the European Union's police agency Europol, the EU's border protection agency Frontex and the six-country Maritime Analysis and Operations Centre for Narcotics, according to Poland's CBSP. And finally, the hunt for a man suspected of murdering his six-year-old son in Gdynia has continued overnight. The 44-year-old suspect is believed to be hiding out in the forests around Gdynia. The man is believed to be a soldier of the Naval Port Command in Gdynia with the rank of sailor. He's believed to be on medical leave. The manhunt, which got underway yesterday, involves some 1,000 law enforcement officials, including police officers, firefighters and the Polish Navy, according to authorities. The man is armed and considered dangerous and should not be approached by members of the public. The police have advised anyone who sees the man to phone the emergency number 112.
The weather.
Today will be a day of scattered clouds with sunny intervals in a gentle breeze, with temperatures of 12 degrees Celsius, that's 54 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, and 7 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will turn rainy in light winds, with temperatures of 10 degrees during the day and 6 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.